And now it's time to talk sport again with David Mark, the ABC's national sports editor. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
Major sponsors of the Fremantle Dockers, the AFL club, call on the club to explain the culture and the practices there. What's prompted this?
Yeah, well, this story just simply isn't going away. It's been kicking around for quite some time. It's been known that the Fremantle Football Club came to an agreement with an ex-employee over a sexual harassment claim. Media reports have named the coach to the club, and this was quite some time ago now, as Ross Lyon, as the person who is actually involved in that matter. That's never been confirmed by the club. But what's happened yesterday is that the Fremantle Dockers have come out and issued a club statement basically saying that they're committed to following best practice, acting with sensitivity and integrity, but also mentioning the fact that another person contacted the club in the past week making claims about a separate matter. Now, two of Fremantle's major sponsors have come forward. Woodside and Programmed have come forward and they've issued a joint statement saying that they really want the Fremantle Dockers to speak up about these matters. And this is a quote, Fran: "We do believe that the Fremantle Dockers have a responsibility to explain publicly what learnings and organisational improvements have been made to the club's practices and culture in the past 4 years." Now, whether they're going to be satisfied with the statement that Fremantle President Dale Adcock, put out yesterday, which is very general in its writing, will remain to be seen. But in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of pressure on within Fremantle. There's a lot of rumours now about the future of Ross Lyon. They're just rumours, but certainly the club is under a good deal of pressure, as is the AFL, people talk about the issue of hush money and whether it was hush money that was paid in this particular case.
Okay, all right. And Manchester United wrap up second spot in the English Premier League?
Yeah, they have. They got a scoreless draw overnight against West Ham, but that was enough to guarantee that they finished ahead of Tottenham, who were in third. They've got one more Premier League game, and then the FA Cup final against Chelsea. But of course, Manchester City, the runaway winners of the EPL, they were something like 19 or 20 points ahead of Manchester United. But the two Manchester teams in first and second place, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, Fran.
Oh, well, if you're in Manchester, it's probably a great thing. David, thank you very much. And thank you very much for joining us this week and filling the gap while Warwick Hadfield's been away. It's been fantastic.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks very much.
I had a pleasure having David Mark, the ABC National Sports Editor, here with us for the week.